Hello there. Welcome back to the 3-day ultimate emotional eater journey. So last time we tackled emotional triggers, kind of like figuring out why your favorite movie or TV show makes you cry into a bowl of ice cream every single time I watch The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I'm done for the day. But anyway, today we're diving into something just as important: meal planning. Yes, I know, it doesn't sound as exciting. It's not as exciting as binge watching a series, but I promise it's more fun than it sounds. So let's get to it. Let's chat about nutrition. Think of it as fueling your body like you would your car. Yeah? And for those of you who do not drive, well, think of it as restocking your favorite snack. Oh no, wait, we're trying to get rid of those. Okay, not get rid of snacks, but just at least the unhealthy ones, or at least binge eating them. You can have snacks, yeah, sure, for sure. Just not all the time. Anyways, where was I? Yes. So refueling your body, right? Only instead of like premium gas, you want wholesome foods, right? You want a balanced plate that looks like a rainbow, not just a sad beige. Yeah, that's sad. Just remember that protein is your friend, right? Protein is always your friend, and that's because they keep you full, right? And happy. Healthy fats, yes, please. I love avocados. Healthy fats keep your brain sharp, like, yeah, I can remember where I put my keys, kind of sharp. And let's not forget about the colorful veggies. Like, they're the party guests that make everything better. The ones that originally you weren't thinking to invite, but then you did. And then you're like, yeah, thank God I, you know, invited them. Now back to topic. Have you ever noticed how you feel after a junk food binge? It's kind of like a roller coaster ride, right? Where it's exciting at first, then suddenly you're regretting your life choices. Let's try to avoid that. All right, let's get into meal planning. It's easier said than done, but it's possible, right? So here's your game plan. First tip is to check your schedule. Look at your week. Are you going to be busier than a cat in a room full of rocking chairs? Identify those days when you need a quick meal. Second step would be to choose your recipes. Pick a few go-to recipes that make your taste buds dance, you know? Some cozy, I don't know, vegetable soup or stir fry, something that's colorful and easy to make, right? Then the third step would be balance your meals, right? Aim for a mix of proteins, carbs, and fats. For breakfast, try oatmeal topped with nuts and berries, just so that you can feel like a health guru, you know? What I usually go for is 2 boiled eggs, yeah, some avocado, and toast. Sometimes I swap the toast for protein wraps just to make myself feel better. And not just mentally, but physically. Like, I literally feel full for quite a few hours, and I don't even snack, you know, before lunch after this kind of breakfast. Now, you can either grab a chart or an app to keep track of your meal plan, or you could be like me. I made a full-on Canva meal plan that I posted on my fridge. Not gonna lie, sometimes I ignore that meal plan, but at least I'm trying. You know, that's the key thing. Actively. Yeah, so my struggle with my meal plan right now is the fact that it's too much food for me to eat because it's so much protein, right? So try to keep it realistic. Create a plan, try to stick to it for a week, see what's happening, and then if it doesn't really work to, you know, for your schedule and for yourself, just tweak it around until it does. You can do this. Now that you know what you think about eating for the next week or two of your life, think about mindful shopping. What do I mean by that? I mean, make a list, right? After planning your meals, you need to write down your shopping list. Stick to it like glue. No random bags of chips you know, on the way to the counter to pay for your food, shop around the perimeter, where you stick to the outer aisles where all the fresh goods are, and this is where you'll find real food, not the processed stuff pretending to be food. It kind of makes me think of how I do not accept drinking certain brands of orange juice, because when I look at the ingredients list, I see random stuff like E11 or just random numbers. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that orange juice is not naturally, you know, containing these food colorings and random chemicals. I don't know. I'm not a food scientist or anything, but yeah. So once you've done that, read the labels. If you're grabbing packaged items, take a deep peek at the labels, right? Just look for things that don't sound like they need a degree in chemistry to understand. So basically what I just said now, like, just, yeah, keep it simple. KISS, K-I-S, keep it simple. Or if you were, you know, growing up with me, you probably heard the full version, keep it simple, silly. Once you've gone through the store and you're back home, let's talk about batch cooking. Or as some people would call it, meal prep magic, right? Meal prep. It's like cooking for the week without turning your kitchen into a disaster zone. I mean, on the day of the cooking, you will probably have a disastrous kitchen, but it's just for one day. Don't worry. Just pick your day. Choose a day to do your meal prep. Maybe Sunday, yeah, where you can, when you can wear your comfiest pants, listen to your favorite playlist while you do it, or just whatever you feel like doing during that time, and cook in larger portions of your favorite recipes, right? Big batches. And then once you've done that, prep some snacks as well. Chop up some fruits and vegetables for easy snacking, you know? Or if you're like me, don't chop up your fruits, just eat the apple whole, because yeah, I like it that way. For some reason, I do not like eating my apples cut up in mini pieces, or if I do, it has to be like a huge piece. Yeah, which is interesting because I never finish my apples in one go. I usually eat it throughout the day, where I take one bite now and then randomly later I'll take another bite and until it's eventually finished. Anyway, back to topic. Emotional check-ins. As you meal plan, don't forget to check in with yourself. Before and after meals, ask yourself how you're feeling. Are you eating because you're hungry, or is it more about the Netflix episode that you just watched? Taking a moment to reflect can really help you stay in tune with your emotions. It's kind of like checking your emotional GPS before you take a snack detour. As I wrap up this episode, once again, I want to tell you, remind you that you can do this. I've done it before, I am doing it now, and you can do it too. Together we can do it! So yes, to wrap things up, we've tackled practical meal planning for emotional eaters. Remember, a little planning can go a long way in keeping you on track and feeling good. Next episode, we'll tackle how to navigate social situations and dining out without feeling like you're a tightrope. I know, sometimes it's just so easy to give in to the social pressure that we put on ourselves because we don't want to be the odd one out, but we need to do it for ourselves, babes. Yeah, so I encourage you to give meal planning a shot for this week and share your experiences with me. Thank you for tuning in and happy planning. Bye.